good morning. Good morning, ladies. Well, actually, it's noon. Good morning, ladies and gentlemen, buckaroos and buckaritos. I hear music. You know, I got Tyler Russell in with me today, and my sponsor, Mickey O'Brien, Michael O'Brien from O'Brien Law Group, is sitting in with Ida May and Radio Neighboring today to bring you an hour of fundraising. Good morning, Mickey.
Hey, good morning, Ida May.
Wow, this is amazing. Look at this new studio.
Studio looks wonderful.
Well, I want you to I want to thank you for coming in today, and I want to welcome you and welcome you to the takeover. How many times have you sat in with me raising money for radio over the years, maybe?
Oh, lots of times. Lots of times. I've seen you do this many times in Colorado and Telluride and here in Laguna Beach, and you do it well.
Well, thank you. And you've always supported me.
We like to support family.
And radio.
And radio. Especially and local community radio like KX93.5 in Laguna Beach.
And I'm also proud to say that OLG is the lawyer for, can I say that?
Sure.
Yeah. You're the radio lawyer. You're KX9, I mean, O'Brien Law Group is.
O'Brien Law Group, yeah. We're not related to the KGB. That's OLG.
Are you sure?
I hope so.
Anyway, thanks for being here. And why don't we start out with a song? Well, I want to thank the first donor that came down the pipe, Milo Mandible.
Yeah.
Good old Milo.
Milo calls in just about every week and has a funny story to tell.
He does. Travel story or... I think one time he got, you know, young Tyler Russell got right under his skin a little bit because he said, why isn't there an International Men's Day? And Tyler was on the phone, so we know who the feminist is in this radio station, the young founder. So what's your first song and why do you want to play it?
Well, this is to our good friends in Telluride, known as the Buffalo Gals. So here's the song we got for them.
They've always supported us. They're also Lizard Head Wives, a lot of them. Isn't that true?
Yeah.
One of them for sure.
Local hockey team.
And one of your favorite songs. Right now, right here on KX93.5, this is a KX Takeover. You can go to your website right now, kx935.com. Right at the top, it says Takeover. Donate to Ida May Radio Neighboring with Michael O'Brien of O'Brien Law Group. Here we go.
I pulled out a Cheyenne with steam in my kettle and my dancing shoes. Pedal to the metal, gotta make it to a shaky before the sun starts to set so I can dance by the light of the moon. Buffalo gals and pony boys get to congregating down in old Dubois. Cowboys coming down to make some noise. Come out tonight, come out tonight. Buffalo gals, won't you come out tonight and dance?
Eliza Gilkinson, Buffalo Gals, why don't you come out tonight? We have another donation coming in from John Higginbotham, of all people. Generous donation. Thanks very much, Higgy, for donating to our show. And I am sitting in with Michael Obrand, my beloved husband and sponsor for all these years. And he's our guest DJ. And if you don't mind, will you talk about yourself a little bit? Can I ask you a few questions?
Oh, go ahead.
Oh, go ahead on. And you can call me at 949-715-5936 to call in your pledge. Okay, Mr. Obrand, where'd you go to law school?
I went to Hastings in San Francisco. Hastings was the original law school for the University of California.
And how'd you do in law school?
Oh, I did pretty good, actually.
Come on, let's brag.
Well, I was on the Honor Society, and I did write for the law review there.
So that means you were in the top 10% of your class. Come on, brag. Come on, props.
You're doing it for me, as you usually do.
Well, who's bigger braggers, Canadians or Texans?
Oh, it's not even a contest. It's not even a contest.
All right, so let's go forward a little bit. And I've got another thank you. Melinda Payson called in with a donation.
Yes, Melinda Payson is a very good friend and a big supporter of public radio, both here and in Colorado.
And she's a neighbor. She's so lagging. What do you know about that? So once you got out of law school, and oh, by the way, did you clerk anywhere for any law firm or anything when you were in law school?
Oh, yes. I clerked for a small firm in San Francisco called Kennedy and Rhine. Michael Kennedy had a very interesting criminal law practice in the Bay Area. They represented Angela Davis and Timothy Leary and the Mitchell brothers, who were had a number of what were then described as pornographic movie houses in the Bay Area, who were always getting prosecuted for violating the law. They represented Angela Davis and Russell Means, and interesting place to work at.
Yes, it was. And after you got out of law school and finished your clerking, what did you do right out of law school?
Oh, I went to work for the public defender's office, where I had some pretty gnarly criminal cases.
Let's play a song, and we're going to talk about what was your gnarliest criminal case at the public defender office. So the next song is Dark Hollow. Will you like? Is that your pick?
David Bromberg? Yes.
Okay, folks, this is Ida May. I'm sitting in with Michael Obrand of Obrand Law Group. And we are raising money for the radio station here. And you can easily get online at kx935.com and just push the button at the top, the takeover, and you're in, and you can donate. And here we go. Our next song from Michael Obrand is Dark Hollow by David Bromberg, right here on KX935, Ida May and Radio Neighborhood.
I'd rather be stuck in some dark hollow where the sun refused to shine than to be here alone knowing that you're gone. It would cause me to lose my mind. So blow your whistle, freight train, and carry me far on down the track. I'm gone. City in a small room with you on my
was David Bromberg right here on KX93.5. This is Ida May with Radio Neighboring, and I am doing guest DJ day KX Takeover with Michael O'Brien, the sponsor of this show. Thank you so much for sitting in with us, Michael O'Brien.
Well, it's always a treat to be sitting in with you, Ida May. And by the way, we just got a very generous donation from our cousin Howard and his wonderful wife, Jocelyn, who are down here for a while from Vancouver, British Columbia. And as Howie said, if you can't hit up family, who can you hit up for donations?
It's true. We've hit up all the family. And I have to say a quick story about Howard. I thought I came from a wild Texas family until Cousin Howie, walked in the door where we were living in a very finely appointed Victorian home in the Oakland Hills. And you and your Canadian family had a free-for-all, knock-down, drag-out, family fun fight for hours. And that was my introduction to what Canadian family really is.
We did. That night, we wrestled on the cement driveway and ended up in the neighbor's pool next door. And when the four of us woke up next morning, our bodies were literally covered in scrapes and bruises. Luckily, that was all.
And our housemates, who thought we were the squarest of the three floors of people, realized after that that maybe we weren't so, you know, responsible.
We had some hidden wildness.
We did. We had some inner outlaw. All right, so back to your public defender days. You defended indigent.
People without money, yes.
Yeah, those folks.
Right. And one of the cases I had was a very interesting young man whose name also was Michael. Michael had been in an auto accident, actually a motorcycle accident, I think it was, and he had a metal plate in his head, literally. And it caused him, during the trial, to frequently fall asleep. And he'd be sitting next to me, and from time to time, he would just flop over, and his forehead would hit the wooden desk we were sitting at with a loud noise, and the jury would look over and wonder what the heck was going on with this guy.
Well, I was in the audience, and he scared me.
He was kind of a scary guy, but the jury must have liked him because they acquitted him.
Was that your first win ever in a trial?
I think it was my first felony jury trial that I won, yes. Clean break, yeah.
Yeah. Good on you. I think I've watched every trial, and that one was pretty fascinating, I have to say. So from there, you moved to Laguna Beach. Can you tell me why you moved your family from the East Bay area to Laguna Beach? I know that's a trick question. Let's see if you can answer it.
Well, I was afflicted with what they call the grass is greener syndrome. And, of course, I'd lived in Southern California. I liked the weather down here. And you found this little place in South Laguna that we fell in love with down at 9th Street Beach. And we wound up moving there. I went to work for Coldwell Banker, became their general counsel for their residential company, and stayed there for about 5 years till we moved to Colorado to Telluride.
Oh, look here. We have a call. Hey, this is Radio Neighbor, and you're live on the air.
Hi, Cindy. It's David. How you doing?
David.
As in David K.
David K.
Yeah, Canelli. Okay.
Gosh.
I didn't want to put the name out on the air.
Why? Do you have a criminal record, too? You need representing, honey?
Well, that's okay. Mick and I have the same parole officer, so we're cool. Hey, Mick, how you doing?
I'm doing well, David. Well, kind of a little disappointed in UCI, but they had a wonderful run for the Anteaters.
At least Friday was very exciting. The
best, yes.
But the balloon got a bit deflated last night, but still, they had a great season. Fantastic.
They really did. Very proud of those Anteaters.
Well, listen, I want to send some dough your way, guys. So how about a pledge for $100?
Wow.
No way. Dave Cannelli, you are wonderful. I can't thank you enough. That's incredible. Do you want us to do it online, or do you want to drop a check off here, or how can we do this?
Well, if I do it online, then I can just use a credit card, right?
Yeah. Yeah. Okay, yeah, at the top of the site, it says KX Takeover, and just go from there. It takes you on a wild ride, but I promise at the end, you'll have donated to O'Brien Law Group in Ida May with Radio Neighborin.
Okay, it's called KX Takeover?
Yeah, right at the top. And David, while I have you on the phone,
yeah.
I'm so happy you called, by the way. You know, you have a history with music in Laguna Beach. Can you just quickly tell the listeners about it?
Well, not necessarily in Laguna Beach. When I was a kid up in Pasadena many years ago, mid-60s, and I was in a band called the Indestructible Old Time String Band. Name had been changed from the earlier name of Uncle Willie's North Carolina Horsehair Pullers and Chicken Pluckers. and we had a lot of fun with that. You know, I'm sure some of the listeners may have heard of David Lindley. I went to LaSalle High School in Pasadena. David Lindley was a senior when I was a freshman. David Lindley had a band called the Mad Mountain Ramblers, and David is still a musician, very accomplished, a lot of studio stuff.
Oh, love his stuff, yeah.
The guy can play anything, any instrument that's ever been created.
Yeah, he's genius. Well, if I could ever find your music, or you could bring it in and be on the show with old Ida May, I would love it. I really would.
Well, Frank Sullivan, who was the banjo player, and Frank won the Topanga Canyon Banjo and Fiddle Contest, professional in the banjo, I think twice. And unfortunately, Frank had a recording studio up in Oregon, and he tried to find, we had a tape that we did many years ago, just a homemade tape, and Frank couldn't find it. So unfortunately, I don't have anything.
Oh, it's a shame, because you have a storied past in music, and I love it that you do.
And then Bill Bryson, unfortunately, just passed away. Out of the five members of the band, there's just myself and Tom Halliday, who was the mandolin player. Tracy Priest played bass, and he passed away. Frank Sullivan played banjo. He's passed away. And Bill Bryson, and Bill also, he passed away. He played fiddle. And Bill had quite a continuing involvement in music. He was in Desert Rose Band, played both stand-up bass. He really loved bluegrass, played a lot of that, and also played, kind of country rock, as with Desert Rose Band. I think at one point he may have gotten country music bass player of the year. And Bill, it was a great one. He was fantastic.
Well, you are too, and we're glad you're still alive and kicking, honey.
Yeah, you know what, so am I.
Oh, my gosh. Well, thanks so much for donating.
David, okay. Yes, thank you so much for supporting local public radio, KX93.5. And you're still a rock star.
Yeah, you are in our book.
Right. Hey, listen, do I get a T-shirt? Man, my T-shirt is wearing out.
I will get you a T-shirt for sure. I will.
I mean, I proudly wear the radio station T-shirt. I love it.
We're writing it down right now. What size do you want?
Double X.
Double X.
Okay.
Okay, we'll find you one, David, and I'll get it to you, all right?
Yeah, all right, good. Thanks, guys. Okay. Good luck with everything, okay?
My best.
Thank you.
Okay, thanks so much. Wow. Now, he's a lawyer, too.
Yes, he's luckily retired. He is luckily retired. But David and I and some other friends, Randy Lewis, we've been going to the UCI Santa Barbara basketball games and enjoying ourselves there. But David has been a good friend for a long time and great supporter of public radio.
He is. I love him. And let's not forget that you also practice with your son, your young partner, Jesse O'Brien, who donated to the show. What a mensch.
Jesse O'Brien, the young stallion, yes, who is now he's been practicing law. It's going on. He's moving on to his 10th year, and this guy is a force to be reckoned with. It is fun to listen to him on the phone, browbeat some of these guys who are twice his age and way more experienced.
That's because he's learned at your knee, browbeating you. And you browbeating him. I've been in the office when you two are going after it over, a difference of opinion on a case. Pretty incredible. All right. Next up is Jerry Lee Lewis, Dead Flowers.
That's a great one.
All righty. Y'all, this is Ida May with Michael Obrand of Obrand Law Group. And we are trying to raise money right here for KX93.5. This is KX Takeover. And we really thank you for your donations. And here's Dead Flowers, Jerry Lee Lewis.
Sitting there in your silk upholstery chair, talking to some rich folk that you know. Well, I hope that you won't see me in my ragged company. You know I could never stand to be alone.
Radio.
Hey.
Radio Negrin. Oh, my gosh. You're live on the air.
Ida May, what's going on?
Oh, my gosh. Is this Corona?
I've had a whole conversation for the last 5 minutes.
Corona? Are you calling in to donate?
I am. I want to talk to that mountain man.
He's right here.
Well, I can't hear you.
You need to talk up, honey.
Well, I can't get any closer to this microphone.
You got to kiss it like you do me. Kiss that mic.
You got to kiss it. Kiss me, Nick. Kiss me.
How are you, Priscilla?
Hey, I'm doing good now. I listened to the whole last 5 minutes of the show. You guys were having trouble with your technical capabilities.
We don't want to hear that right now, if you don't mind.
Okay, well, I'm going to donate $25.
Okay, we got it. And there's a call behind you, Corona Two Step, so we got to let you go. But thank you, and we're doing a lot better technically now, I promise.
Okay.
All right.
Okey-doke.
Love
Bye-bye.
You. Bye. Radio Neighbor, and you're live on the air. Radio Neighbor, and you're live on the air. Damn. Radio Neighbor, and you're live on the air.
This is Randy Sublette.
Oh, my gosh. Randy Sublette.
A blast from the past.
I'm calling to donate to your damn hippie bluegrass show.
Oh, everybody, we got to tell you, Randy Sublette is a legend in Telluride, Colorado.
In his own mind.
Well, in mine, too. You always loved the Hump Day Honeys, and that always made you a best friend of mine.
I always did. So take me off the air, and I'm going to give you a credit card number to donate some money.
All right. You don't want to go through the website, huh, honey?
I can do that.
Okay, so here's what you do, Randy. I am so honored you're doing this. This kind of throws me back to about 1980. I know. When did we both move to town? When did you move to Telluride?
I moved to Telluride in 1978.
Okay, so this reminds me of about 1988.
No, that's about right.
All righty, so here's what you do, honey. You go to our website, kx935.com, and at the very top, it says KX Takeover. And right there, and if that doesn't work, you call me back, and we'll get you your credit card off the air. How about that?
Right.
Well,
you don't want
to donate. I'm going to donate $100 to this damn hippie bluegrass show. I love you, Adam A.
Hey, I love you too. And you were the best fireman to ever come out of a Telluride, and that's the truth.
Came out alive.
Yeah, that's still, and thank God you're alive, because the stories, honey.
All right, you guys.
Okay.
Have fun, Mick.
All right, thank you, Randy.
Have a good one, man.
All right.
I'll donate.
All righty, thanks, Randy. Okay, folks. My gosh, that was Randy Sublette. He is really a legend.
Thank goodness he didn't put his credit card over the air.
Yeah, because who knows?
Who knows?
And hippie bluegrass. You love that or what? So, God, where were we? We've got Priscilla. She donated. Randy Sublette.
Yeah.
Donated. And then let's just go. Let's see. Where are we? So you moved to Telluride. Let's just talk about that. Why'd you move your family to Telluride?
I always wanted to live and work in a ski town. And once on a ski trip with some friends, we were up in Jackson Hole, and we walked by this little log cabin law office, and I thought to myself, that's something I'd love to do, just kind of practice law part-time and spend most of my time skiing and hiking and running in the mountains, and that's what we got to do for 10 years.
It is.
And during that time, you started off DJing at the local public radio station in Telluride, eventually became general manager. And lo and behold, not too long ago, our friend Tyler Russell, who has also generously donated to this show, founded this radio station.
And he is a kid from Telluride. He's got connections in Telluride with his family, and they live there. And I couldn't believe the day I read it in the paper. I couldn't find him fast enough. Tyler Russell founded this little radio station, and I'll be forever grateful.
And, you know, his family still owns a home there. His mom and dad helped promote public radio in Telluride and, of course, here in Laguna Beach. And we are grateful for those two as well.
So, Mr. O'Brien, can you give a couple of highlights of trials that you had in Telluride? The first trial, the criminal trial. Let's just talk about that one first.
Well, that wasn't a trial. It was a gentleman who...
It was a trial. I was going to pick the jury that day.
Well, it never did get to trial.
Okay, but it was going to trial.
It was set for trial, right. And the defendant, my client, had a property alongside the San Miguel River where he was growing what was then an illegal product, marijuana. And back then, the authorities were flying helicopters and whatnot over rural areas to find out and discover and arrest people who were growing marijuana. And they caught this particular person. And he was looking at a number of years in prison over this crime. This was back, I would say, in the early 90s. And, of course, Colorado, recreational marijuana is now legal. But back then, this defendant was looking at a lot of time behind bars. So case was set for trial. I showed up. The DA was there. The judge was there. They had a jury all set to go. And we had a no-show. The defendant was absent. And everybody freaked out. And
the town went wild. I've never seen so much ink in two newspapers in my life. And I was running the radio station then for days. We played every marijuana song we could find. I shot the sheriff, light up or leave me alone, legalize it, on and on. It was amazing, amazing start. Hey, guess what? We got a caller. Hey, this is Radio Neighbor and Ida Mae with Michael O'Brien. You're live on the air.
Hey, Miss Ida Mae. This is Beth Walker calling from Texas.
Oh, my gosh. It's Beth Holmes Walker, our resident actress. I'm so happy you called, Beth. Thank you so much.
Oh, my pleasure. I tried online and I thought, oh, what the heck? I might as well just call because I wanted to talk to you anyway.
Well, this is an authentic Texan with an authentic Texas accent. And she went to high school with me, and we were, you know, a couple of the cutest and wildest girls to ever come out of that high school. That's what I'm going to say right now.
Absolutely. I can't help but remember when we went to see the Rolling Stones, and you had your binoculars so you could see Mitch better.
That's right. Remember that? And Beth, now where do you live? You have a little farm outside.
Yeah, I'm way out in East Texas. It's between Canton and Tyler, if anybody knows where that is, out I-20, out in the Piney Woods, out in the country. Just love it out here. pH of the soil is about 6, which is perfect, and I'm just loving it.
Well, we're so happy you called us, and we're so happy you support this my show and this radio station. I really appreciate it.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, and I want to pledge. What I want to do is get a shirt. And you know, pledge the monthly thing.
Okay, so do that online. And what size shirt do you want? Because I'll get that done from this end, Beth, and make sure.
Okay.
You know, you can text me your address on, so you don't have to give it over the air. Text me the address. Get online to get that kind of membership, and I will make sure you get a T-shirt. All righty, are you listening?
I can't. I don't know why I can't hook up to it.
Oh, well.
I have, there's a little button that says listen live, but, you know, I'm out here in the boonies, and I do have a really good Wi-Fi, but it's not working.
Well, just go online and donate. That is so important, and you know public radio means everything. We need community radio in every little town, so thank you.
Oh, my pleasure. My pleasure.
Thank you, Beth, for your support.
My husband thinks you're wonderful.
Well, I think he's wonderful, too.
And you do have an authentic Texas accent.
Yeah, it's the real
deal.
Honey.
I'm a fourth generation Texan.
Oh, that's wonderful.
Well, that's deep roots, honey. That's deep roots.
Yep.
Well,
yep.
Thanks so much. Thanks for calling in live. I appreciate it.
Okay. All right. Thank you. I appreciate you.
Okay. Bye. All righty. Let's go back to some music so I can get my. This next one is a Chubby Checker song. Why'd you pick that one? And tell us a little about that. I mean, the words are just so deep and all.
Well, when you hear this song, you'll know why we like the lyrics. It is just classic, and it is one of the, it's not well known, but it's a great Chubby Checker song.
So right here, right now, this is KX93.5. I'm Ida Mae. This is Radio Neighborin', and I'm here with my sponsor, Raising Money for Radio, on the KX Takeover, and here's Chubby Checker.
Took my soda cracker. Does your mama chore?
Well, there you go, Michael O'Brien. That's your hook-a-took-a-my soda cracker, Chubby Checker. And I need to get back to our life when we were living in Telluride. We moved the family there. You practiced law in a little mountain town. You skied, played hockey. Our kids ran free, free-range children. We had a big dog. And the people in that town were wild. And nobody ever grew up, right?
That's right.
Including us. We got to be grown-up kids for a long time. And I want to go back to your big trial there. You had one really big trial, a land use case. Let's talk about that a little bit.
Okay. Well, that was a case where a famous architect had bought a lot in the Telluride Mountain Village, which was a very high-end, still is, development that surrounded by the ski area. And this client had bought a lot that was right next to the ski run. It was a ski-in, ski-out lot. When he bought it, it had a small pond on it. He bought it with the intention of eventually designing and building his own house. He kept it for a few years, and over time, this tiny little pond on his lot grew and grew until it covered the entire lot. And we got into a lawsuit. We had sued the Telluride Company, which was the owner of the ski area and the developer of the mountain village. And I hired an expert, a scientist, a very interesting guy who played the tuba in the church choir, built and flew his own airplane. And he put on some waders and started digging around in this pond to find out what had happened. And he discovered that it had been dug out with a power shovel to be used as a sump. And when the case went to trial, he testified about that. The other side had its own expert. And this expert was testifying in front of the jury. And he testified about what he was doing out in the middle of the pond. And I asked him, and keep in mind, this is a residential lot. I said,
and this is a jury trial.
This is a jury trial.
12 folks are watching this.
In Montrose, Colorado, which is a small town outside of Telluride. I asked him, I said, well, how did you get out there in the middle of the pond? And he said, in a boat.
And let me tell you, I was watching from the audience, and everybody in that jury and the clerk of the court about plots.
Yeah, they, some of them dropped their notes, jaws dropped, and
the judge's eyes rolled. There was no way to recover, and I knew that was a win right there.
That was
a boat?
That was a big win. Yes,
it was.
That was a big win.
Well, I think next we ought to play Tear My Steelhouse Down. How about that? Doesn't that kind of go with your story in a way, sort of?
It does.
Gillian Welsh, right here. This is KX93.5.
Wait, before you do, Ida Mae, we've got a couple other people.
We got some
thank
yous. Yes, yeah, go ahead.
Yes.
Let's go.
Just some of our local folks. We've got Christine Evans, who has been a very avid and diligent supporter of the radio.
She made a generous donation, and often, almost always, she listens to my show and then meets me after, and we go hiking. And she's been a friend of ours since we hit town from Berkeley, from Piedmont, and she's from Piedmont too. So we have celebrated each other as women friends for how many years? Since 1976. I mean, she is a really good friend and a friend of public radio. She gets it.
And our good friend, Margot Smith, another diligent supporter of the radio and a very good friend, also has made a generous donation.
And fun people.
Fun people.
Fun people, those two girls.
Okay, let's get back to the music.
Okay, Tear My Steelhouse Down. This is Ida Mae with Michael O'Brien, and we're raising money for radio right here on KX93.5.
No stone in my head, no flowers on my tomb, no gold-plated sign in a marble pillar room.
Okay, folks, we're going to have to take old Gillian Welsh down, and we really appreciate her singing on our show and all, but we just got another donation, didn't we?
We did. Another Texan. Boy, those Texans are very generous.
They are, and they tune in every week. Can you believe that? That is the beauty. This is 100 mighty watts, but it's the World Wide Web.
Well, and your show, Ida Mae, you've got fans in Dewfrost, Manitoba, all over Texas, in Colorado, here in Southern California, and who knows where else. But we just got a wonderful donation from Cindy McMillan and her husband, Frank McMillan, and we appreciate their support.
They're donating because Frank makes good money because he's always betting on ponies.
Yes. Frank is a retired architect and a great one at that, but I think he probably enjoys betting on the ponies, and he's always been somebody who, I guess, was raised around horses, knows them well, and does well.
Yeah, he's from Hot Springs, Arkansas, and he was raised around, I think his parents ran a racetrack, so he knows ponies, and he took $100 out of his earnings that it's kept in a shoebox, and he donated to our show. He and Haynes did. So thank you all so much for that. And so let's get back to some of your trials, because, you know, we're almost done. I know you're getting, by God, tired of me asking about your trials, but I don't care. I love them. you've had a real run here of wins, you and Jesse O'Brien. The biggest trial I've ever seen you in was in downtown L.A., and it was a six-week trial. And let's talk about that just for a minute, if you can do it in a nutshell. Probably hard for a lawyer to do anything in a nutshell, but could you explain it?
It is hard for lawyers to express themselves briefly. I mean, we
no
write
kidding.
Briefs, but we don't talk briefly. In fact, there's a story about how, you know, it used to be lawyers couldn't sit on juries. That changed, maybe a dozen years ago or so.
Is that right? Why?
Well, the reason was there was a trial where all 12 jurors that were picked were lawyers. And when the evidence was concluded, the judge gave them the instructions. They went in to deliberate. Day went by. 2 days went by. Finally, on the third day, the judge called them in to see what was going on. And one of them finally got up and told the judge that they were still giving nominating speeches for who would be foreman.
Oh, my gosh. So no lawyers are ever allowed on.
Well, like I say, that changed several years ago. So now lawyers are allowed. But most lawyers don't want other lawyers sitting on juries.
Well, and what I've learned is I've tried to serve on a few juries, and they ask me about my life a little bit, and, you know, who am I'm married to, and I say a defense attorney, or I don't even say that. I say attorney, and that's almost enough right there. But when they ask me what kind of attorney, and I say defense attorney, I'm nixed every time. In fact, I don't even get jury summons anymore. They're done.
Yeah.
So maybe even wives of attorney aren't allowed on. Now, because we are running out of time, and that was a good story, but we've got 10 minutes. We're still raising money here. Can you at least say who the famous defendant was in this, or can you even say that in the big you can't even say that in the big case?
Well, I can say that because that's it. First of all, it's not my client. Secondly, it's not confidential. But the defendant was Rudy Tomjanovich, who played in the NBA for many years. He was famous because he was injured really badly in a fight. One of the Laker players punched him hard in the face, and
it broke his face in two. In fact, during the trial, and I was helping OLG with jury selection, and I didn't miss a day. And I loved Rudy anyway, and I was reading the punch, the book that was about Rudy's big hit in the face.
Right.
And I liked his wife. They were from Houston, Texas. And maybe we don't want to talk about what happened and everything, but it was such an interesting case. And here you are with a basketball player as a son and your co-counsel at the table sitting second chair. And he liked Rudy Tomjanovich too. And you were afraid to let him after Rudy because you thought he'd be too easy on him.
Right.
Boy, right. Did you learn. Not only yeah. was he not too easy on him, but he wasn't too easy on his dang wife either.
Yeah.
Anyway, yeah. Family lore here, folks. All righty. You know, we could play Rain and Snow.
Out of the Snow, yes.
Out of the Snow, Amazing Rhythm Athens. This is Ida May with Michael Obrand of Obrand Law Group. We've been raising money. Are there some other people we need to thank before we get to this song?
Yes, we need to thank Nancy McKenna, another local who has been a supporter of radio station KX93.5.
And she with Priscilla and Chris and some of the other gals that have donated, they're what we call the 9th Street Beach Yaya Sisterhood. They yes. all played volleyball together. We raised our babies down there right around that court. And that, it was our whole social life.
And last week, Nancy took us on a hike, led us on a hike, the Dartmoor Trail, and just whooped my behind.
Yeah, you scared everybody because you're like the mountain man, and you were with three women.
Yeah, and I was embarrassed, I have to admit.
Well, thank you, Nancy. And thank you to Susie McDuffie. She was there, too, and she hadn't called in yet, but I know she's going to donate, so we'll thank her anyway. And here we go, Out in the Snow, Amazing Rhythm Aces. This is Ida May with Michael Obrand, KX93.5 Takeover.
Go away, you cold north wind, blowing my muffler round and round. Pure white powder blow, coloring up the icy ground. I'm slipping and sliding down this dead end street like a sheep who is lost from the fold. I've been on the land. Suddenly a face at the window looks like someone I might see before. Thought it must have been my imagination when suddenly she opened up. And I never expected to see you again. Must have been 7 years ago. Now that you're here, why don't you come? Sat me down in that old rocking chair and she threw on another lump of gold. Said, what's a southern boy like you doing here where the winter gets so long and cold? My history's a short one to tell. I've been traveling all these 7 years. I follow the music and the and that's what I'm doing up here. She said, I came up with my husband. He wanted to get away from Tennessee. He's up somewhere in the Rocky Mountains, but it just got too cold up there for me. And I never expected to see you again. Then again, you just never know. But you better stay here until the weather clears. out there in the snow.
And that there was Amazing Rhythm Aces right here on KX93.5. I'm Ida May, and I'm sitting in today for from 12 o'clock to 1 o'clock, and we're almost done. It's 12:56 on your clock. And, Mr. O'Brien, you have been an incredible fundraiser this hour. I can't thank you enough.
Well, you've been a treat to play with. I know from personal experience you spend a lot of time preparing your show, picking out your music, creating a theme. You've always done that, and it's resulted in some wonderful shows. But, you know, before we sign off, I just want to thank the McCusker family, Fletcher and his wife Liz, and their son, Tyler, who created this and founded this radio station. It's now been, what, going on 6 years?
No, it's 7 years going on eight. And how about this? There's a radio romance here. Tyler and Monica fell in love and got married. Now, we have seen radio love before. Usually it happened at beer booth and bluegrass.
Right.
And it never lasted long.
That's right.
Hardly till after the festival was over. But this is true love. How about that?
This looks like the real thing.
And it really does.
We know this is going to last a long time, kind of like our relationship.
Yeah. And radio, public radio has always played a role in our life. It's been it's been part of our life since Berkeley, KFAT. I mean, it's always been part of our soundtrack, public radio. We've always loved it.
Yeah, KFAT came out of, was it Watsonville? Or
yeah.
Somewhere down there in farm country. And they had a T-shirt that was just perfect for Ida May. It had the KFAT logo, and on the T-shirt it said, "Always too much."
I think that's a theme for all DJs. You kind of have to be always too much to get on the air. You got to be a ham bone.
You do.
And I am.
You are.
Yes, sirree. Well, thank you, and thank everybody that donated. I mean, there is just such a list and more coming, and we are so appreciative that you listened, that you love us, and that you donated. And we are so happy to keep this a listener-supported public radio station right here in our own Laguna Beach. So thanks, Mickey O'Brien, for coming in and sharing some of your stories. You're awesome.
Thank you all. We got one more tune for you.
And what's that one?
Rider in the Rain by Randy Newman.
This one's a great one. All right, y'all. Radio love. See you next Saturday.
Got a gun in my holster. Got a horse between my knees. And I'm going to Arizona. Pardon me, boy. I have been a desperado, raped and pillaged across the plain. Now I'm gone to Arizona just to ride.